Welcome to Your Five for Today. After amassing more than 100,000 troops and military equipment along Ukraine's border at strategic points from Belarus to Crimea, President Putin has put Russia in a position to attack and occupy its southern neighbour within weeks. For Putin, a keen student of history who loves a symbolic flourish, 2022, the centenary of the founding of the Soviet Union, would be the perfect time to move against Ukraine. Ukraine's armed forces, however determined, would be no match for Russia's well-equipped and battle-tested military. The question is not whether Ukraine could repel an attack, but rather how long it would keep the Russians at bay. Is this type of strategy and intimidation new, or is it old hat? In the Bible, Hezekiah was an outstanding king of Judah. It's refreshing to come across Hezekiah after reading the failures of so many kings. However, it was not all smooth reigning for this God-fearing monarch. There were severe threats from neighbouring nations. The war talk was unrelenting and the propaganda machines were working overtime. Heavy-handed intimidation tactics were being employed by the king of Assyria. Surrender and live, or resist and die. Just like the Ukrainians, Hezekiah knew his own army was inferior in both quantity and quality compared to the enemy. He could see no human way to stop the invasion. He told the prophet Isaiah, "We're like a baby in the womb, ripe and ready to be born, but the mother has no strength to bring the baby out." Isaiah advised him to keep trusting the Lord and not to fear the blasphemous words of the Assyrian army. Then a letter from the king of Assyria arrived, telling Hezekiah not to believe for 1 minute the encouraging words of Isaiah. His spies had picked up on Isaiah's words from the Lord to Hezekiah. This last message from his enemy was extremely threatening and totally blasphemous towards Hezekiah's almighty God. Succumb to the threats, roll over and die, surrender, wallow in despair, throw your hands up in defeat, lock yourself in a dark room and contemplate suicide. Watch what Hezekiah did. He gathered up the threatening letter and walked down the street to the house of God. He lifted up his feet as he walked up the steps, clutching the blasphemous letter. Then he was inside, alone with God. Did he stand and lift his head upwards to the sky? Or did he kneel and take the letter and roll it out on the floor before him? Yes, that was exactly what he did. "There it is, Lord. I've spread the contents out before you, piece by piece, paragraph by paragraph, line by line, and word by word. I'm spreading it out in its entirety before your holy, all-seeing eyes. I'm coming to you, for there is no better one to come to in such a crisis." Out of that crisis came one of the most God-honouring prayers of faith recorded in the Bible. It can be read in 2 Kings chapter 19, together with the Lord's response. Do we have a situation that is too big for us? Although the crisis was too big for Hezekiah, he knew it was not too big for his God. Have you taken your present threat, the entire situation, into a quiet room and spent time alone with God? Have you spread it out all before the God who is the Almighty, Omnipotent, can-do-anything God? Did you leave it with him? Or did you carry it back out of the room again? "Lord, I have shut the door. Speak now the word, which in the din and throng could not be heard. Hush now my inner heart. Whisper thy will, while I have come apart, while all is still." Thank you for listening. God bless.